John Adams was born on October 30, 1735, in Quincy, Massachusetts. In 1774, he served on the First Continental Congress and helped draft the Declaration of Independence. John Adams became the first Vice President of the United States and the second President. John Adams quickly became identified with the Patriot cause, initially as a result of his opposition to the Stamp Act of 1765. He wrote a response to the imposition of the act by a British Parliament titled Essay on Canon and Federal Law, which was published as a series on four articles in the Boston Gazette. In it, John Adams argued that the Stamp Act deprived American colonists of the basic rights to be taxed by consent and to be tried by a jury of peers. 2 months later, John Adams also publicly denounced the act as unveiled a speech delivered to the Massachusetts governor and his council. In 1770, John Adams agreed to represent the British soldiers for trial for killing 5 civilians in what became known as the Boston Massacre. He justified defending the soldiers on the grounds that the facts of cause were more important than what the people wanted. He believed that every person deserved a defense, and he took the case. During the trial, John Adams presented evidence that suggested blame also lay with the mob that he had gathered, and that the first soldier who fired upon the crowd was simply responding the way anyone would when faced a similar life-threatening situation. The jury acquitted 6 of the 8 soldiers who were convinced of manslaughter. His actions later enhanced his repulsion and as a courageous, generous, and fair man. John Adams, one of the American diplomats sent to negotiate the Treaty of Paris, which brought an end to the Revolutionary War. After the war, John Adams remained in Europe, and from 1784 to 1785, he arranged treaties of commerce with several European nations. In 1785, he became the first U.S. minister to England. In 1788, John Adams returned home after nearly 10 years in Europe. In 1789, he was placed on the ballot for America's first presidential election. As expected, George Washington received the highest number of electoral votes and was elected president. In accordance with the constitutional provision set for presidential elections at that time, John Adams was designated vice president. The same result occurred in the 1792 election. During both terms, Adams grew increasingly frustrated with his position, and he did not have much sway with Washington on political or legal issues. On July 4th, 1826, John Adams died.